Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to a mid-February edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, NBC Sports Bay Area Raiders Insider Scott Baer, and with me this week is silver and black kicker Giorgio Tavecchio, who has a story that you know very well. He was a 27-year-old rookie playing for the Raiders last year, subbing in after Sebastian Janikowski was placed on injured reserve with a disc issue in his back, and he thrived. In that scenario, he converted 16 of 21 field goals. He had 48 touchbacks, and you guys all remember him bursting onto the scene with an excellent game, including two 50-plus yard connections in Tennessee that ultimately helped beat the Titans. He's a local kid. He went to high school at Moraga Campolindo. He went to Cal and then took a long, winding journey to his first NFL regular season game. He spent off seasons with the 49ers, the Packers, the Detroit Lions, and the last few with the Oakland Raiders. And let's be honest, and we talked to him about this, he was ever so close to taking a job in the real world, in the private sector, and moving on from his NFL dreams. He stuck with it one more time, and it absolutely paid off for him and the Raiders and Raider Nation. In a big way, I caught up with Giorgio to talk about that crazy experience, what kind of perspective the last couple months have given him on this last season. And of course, he comments about what it was like to work with Sebastian Janikowski, who is now moving on after 18 years with the Silver and Black. I am so excited for this week's guest on the Raiders Insider Podcast. It's silver and black kicker Giorgio Tavecchio. I'm talking to him from the airport as he heads out on a red eye to New York to be part of the NFL's player engagement, professional development classes out there. Giorgio, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing on the East Coast?
On the East Coast. Hey, well, first off, good to see you, or good to hear from you, I guess, Scott. No, it's a five-day professional development course, which includes networking events, job shadowing, kind of internship-type stuff, seminars with a group of different companies across five or six different sectors and industries. So I figure it's a way to be responsible with life outside of football, meet some interesting and new people, make some memories, and, you know, who knows what any of these relationships could turn into or what any of these experiences could turn into at some point in the future. So I'm excited for the chance to be out there in New York City.
You've always kind of kept an eye on your athletic career and also other careers. I believe you have some experience in international relations. You had a 12-week program last year with a company called Media Math, well. Were you close to taking a job with them last year?
Yes, I was very, very close to taking a job with them. I had multiple job offers with that company. One would have been in London, which is actually where my brother lives right now. One would have been in New York City. I had been living at the time for 12 weeks, just a little bit over 12 weeks in New York City. Just about the time the program ended is just about the time the offseason begins in the NFL. So just about mid-April. So, right around that time came down to the wire, I guess, just from my experience and trying to decide what the best thing to do. And obviously, I had a long conversation with then special teams coach Brad Seeley, and we talked through a lot of things. And, in the end, it sounds cliche, but he said, follow your heart. And I said, I know, but my heart you know, it's not easy every time to fall yards and be rejected over and over again. But, you know, I'm very thankful that I had another chance to come in and compete. And obviously looking back, I'm thankful that I took the chance again to come back to football.
Yeah, it's just crazy. If you go back to that moment, you know, that's really one of those defining things. I mean, you could go forward with a career, or you could take one more chance, and this chance obviously turned out to be a great one. Was that, I mean, like when you look back at that moment, you're like, man, I'm really glad that I made that choice.
Obviously, yes, in hindsight. Obviously, because the results the outcome was what was desired. But, you know, in the end, I knew what my heart wanted to do, and I just had to kind of muster up the strength to convince myself that, you know, I could do it one more time, really. During the course of that week and a half, when it came down to crunch time and it came down to making the decision.
I mean, so much has been written and said about your experience over the course of the season and how well you performed early on and really throughout the course of the entire 2017 campaign. Now that you've had a few months of distance from it, is there any lasting memory? Is there anything that really sticks out to you, you know, from that experience? Because yes, you have that great first game, right? And then, you know, you kind of work your way through week to week, but when you look at the experience as a whole, what did you take from it?
I've used this word over and over again, gratitude. I've looked at this football experience as a journey, and this past year was a very rich journey, or I should say this past season, the past 4 or 5 months, just getting the chance to finally play in the regular season, having all the support of my family, my friends, the community, both my high school football community, my college football community, and just the Bay Area as a whole, to feel like I could share something that was so special to me with the community and have such an impact on those around me, and be humbled enough to see that so many people have had such an impact on my life. It was just very, very special. And that I think is what contributes to the richness of the experience. And I know maybe that doesn't have anything to do with specifically with football, but football is the context, is the platform, is the incubator in which all this happened. So, again, overarching attitude, from a week-to-week basis, one of the things I took away was it's a job. It can become a bit of a grind at times, but in the end, I found a little bit of solace in the routine, in the kind of, not necessarily predictable, but in the kind of ebb and flow of week to week, and the lead up to a game. Early in the week is the physical preparation. Later on in the week is more the mental and psychological, emotional conditioning. And then there's the catharsis of the game, and then boom, you start it all over again. So learning that cycle and being able to fall into a routine with that cycle is something that it's one of my biggest takeaways.
How would you evaluate your season as a whole? You obviously, I mean, shot out of a cannon with that great game against Tennessee, and were really able to sustain it. I'm sure you're also your own worst critic. How do you evaluate your first full season?
Sure. Well, I thought I did a good job. You know, obviously there's always situations where you wish you had done better. But really, I don't have any regret. You know, I wish maybe, you know, on a few kicks I would have done just made a small technical adjustment here or there. But, you know, hindsight is 20/20, and all those situations were more anecdotal instead of systemic, I guess, in terms of, you know, issues with technique or anything. But, again, overall, I'm pleased with how I handled the experience. I'm pleased with who I brought out on the field. And I'm pleased with how intensely and intimately I lived the journey. I lived the experience.
And you're going to enter 2018 as one of only 32 guys who can call themselves a true incumbent NFL kicker. And maybe it's just the nature of the position that you understand through going through all these competitions, but do you feel like you have to keep proving yourself despite the fact that you have a track record now?
Yeah, I think just from my personality and from some of the older kickers I've been around who I looked up to as role models and mentors, there's just a productive paranoia in a way. my focus now moving forward is continuing to improve. You know, whether I'm the incumbent, whether I'm the new guy, some of that really doesn't register too much in my thought process. I am excited. I am eager to do everything I can to become the best kicker I can be, to become the master of myself, to give this team what they need when they need it.
How is this offseason different for you? I mean, I would assume there's, you know, that the primary focus is on, you know, on your primary job right now. I'm sure that logistically it's different, but are you paying more attention to the actual kicking, or is it about the same?
I think it's roughly the same. I would say I did take a little bit of time off. So in reference to logistically, I was able to take some time off and go on probably the longest vacation I've had in the past 10 years, ever since I started playing college football, which was wonderful, getting to go to Europe to visit family and friends. But now that I'm kind of back into a bit of a routine, not too much has changed, I don't think, from past off season. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. That's what I'm comfortable with. I'm comfortable with kind of that constant search, that constant chase for improvement, for perfection. And that's what I'm hoping to continue to motivate me to get better.
There's a lot of restrictions on player access and how much you can visit with a new coaching staff, but there is a new coaching staff. You are local. Have you had a chance to bump into new head coach John Gruden or new special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia yet?
Yes, I have. I've been able to shake their hands. I can assure you we've talked nothing football because we haven't broken any rules, but I've shaken their hands. We've exchanged pleasantries. I'm hoping I made a good first impression with both of them. I have felt a good vibe with them, and especially with Bisaccia. You got a nice Italian last name.
He sure does. So. I thought you'd like that.
I do.
This week there was last week, I'm sorry, the Raiders came out and said that they were going to move on from Sebastian Janikowski. And earlier this week, Seabass put out a statement echoing, to use your term, his gratitude to the Silver and Black for 18 years there. I guess I'm just curious, as someone who has worked a lot with Seabass, what can you say about the type of career he is and maybe the guy he was to work with over all that time?
Sure. Well, I feel very fortunate that I've been able to be around greatness the past 3-4 years. He has one of the more legendary, more storied careers and more storied stories of any NFL kicker in history. So for me to get the chance to work with him, to learn from him through osmosis, to get a glimpse at how he does kicking and how he does professional football is something I can't underscore enough how grateful I am for, you know. And I only hope to make him proud, really, moving forward.
And as you, one last football question for you here. Now that you've done it, right, is there an increased confidence that can be taken from the experience, just because not only can you say, I believe that I can do this, now you can say, look, I have done this. Does that ratchet your confidence up maybe even higher than it already was?
I think a little bit. There's a little bit more... any more steady sense of security in a way, because I shouldn't say security, but to know that I've peeked behind that curtain, so to speak, and I've lived it, and I've had success, and I have survived. I feel it's a little bit liberating to now be able to really dive in with everything that I got and to continue to get better, to continue to improve.
And let's go back to that extended vacation that you were talking about. It
sure.
Showed up on social media as
sure.
well that, I mean, you're from Milan, Italy, for those who don't know.
Originally.
Yeah, originally, and then obviously grew up in the East Bay and at several other
sure.
places across the country. Mm-hmm. But I am a huge soccer junkie. I go as nuts for Bayern Munich as you do for Inter Milan, and I can't imagine getting able to meet their skipper. Tell me about that experience, being able to go to a place like that. They have a jersey waiting for you with your name and number on the back. That must have been such a great experience.
It was absolutely unbelievable, Scott. I can't tell you. I, you know, it was something that kind of happened rather innocently, you know, my aunt works for one of the main TV stations in Italy, and I asked her if she knew anybody at Inter, and just maybe bounced an email off of them, telling them, you know, I'm an Inter fan, I'd love to come just check out the facility, you know. And she did that. She found someone that she knew, and they just kind of took it and ran with it. You know, they made it a big media thing, and, you know, they interviewed me at different times during the day, different times during the visit. You know, they showed me around the whole facility. You know, I felt like they rolled out the red carpet for me, and in a way that I could have never imagined, I guess, especially because growing up, you know, in an Italian-American household, I grew up watching soccer, grew up playing soccer, grew up loving soccer, and to meet some of my childhood idols and to, you know, get to see in person, you know, what their day-to-day life is like was an unbelievable experience, especially because I just didn't expect it to be that way, to be welcomed as a VIP as I was by the whole organization. I got to meet the head coach, Luciano Spalletti. I met, you know, Mauro Icardi, who's their main goal scorer. You know, Ranocchia, one of their defenders. I met a bunch of the other players, just watched practice, had lunch with them. It's something that is still kind of mind-boggling, you know, to be treated as a peer, you know, or to be treated as equal, treated as, you know, as a VIP in that world that I've looked up to my whole life, was something that was really special. And again, now you understand why I'm just so grateful, because it was a very special experience, very special experience. And they had a jersey for me, and, you know, it was special, very special.
So where did that jersey end up?
Oh, it's up in my room.
Is it? Of course it is.
We're trying to figure out now where to put it, because I have that jersey, and then Javier Zanetti, who played for like 18, 20 years for Inter Milan. He's now, you know, vice president of operations, I think, and mm-hmm. you know, he is a pillar of their organization, and he was there, and they made his jersey for me, and he signed it. So I have two special jerseys to put up somewhere in my room that, you know, already pretty decked out with a lot of the memories and memorabilia of my experience with football, American football, I should say.
If I recall, early last year, you had some foreign press come out and meet you. I think somebody was mm-hmm. Italian, I believe.
Yes.
You know, it's not like American football is that nation's pastime, but is it cool to have maybe some interest coming from Europe, coming from Italy to, you know, that people are sort of drawn to see what you're doing?
Absolutely, yes. Especially because, you know, over the years, I've gotten a lot of attention, or basically just call it direct messages on Facebook from kids in Italy who are dreaming, you know, who are dreaming about playing football in the United States, who are dreaming about, you know, being a linebacker in college somewhere in the United States. And I feel it's humbling for me to see that I am their motivation, that now that I've been able to be on this journey and have been able to go to places that I've been able to go, to see other kids starting to dream and start to chase and start to achieve. And so I want to use that attention as a platform to help these kids, to continue to inspire and motivate, which, again, is very, very, very humbling and meaningful and purposeful to me.
Yeah, and that's just one last thing, and thank you so much for taking the time. Great interview. But, you know, that sort of a mark, obviously you are the personification of somebody who dreams and doesn't quit and then gets mm-hmm. that kind of happy ending. It's not an ending yet, but gets to achieve your dream and will obviously get to keep going with it. But how much do you like talking to young kids, whether it's overseas where you get these kinds of messages through social media, or even if you're mm-hmm. at your alma mater, Capilano High School, or mm-hmm. at Cal, to be able to talk to these kickers, especially, it's such a specialty at times of only experience. What
Absolutely.
Do you hope to leave with kids that you work with? Obviously, the technical stuff, but is there anything that you want kids that work with you that get a chance to you know, spend some time, like, what do you want them to leave with?
Sure. Well, in my experience, I feel so blessed that football is giving me, really, it's oversimplified, a magnifying glass into myself. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that I feel, that I think, that I experience is magnified in a way. So to me, I've tried to use that as a learning experience, try to get to know myself better, and just to grow through every experience, good, bad, or ugly. And obviously, harder to grow. It's easier to grow through difficult times, but it's harder to kind of deal with it, you know. So what I try to leave the younger kids with, whether it's helping out at my high school or at Cal, is that whatever happens to you, in a way, it's a gift. It's a gift. It's an opportunity. It's a chance to learn about yourself and to grow from it, you know, whether that is dealing with something that's awesome and you got to stay kind of level-headed and cool and just be grateful, or it's, you know, a tough situation that you wish didn't happen, but, you know, it's out of your control and things happen as a kicker often that are out of your control that are pretty unfortunate. So you got to deal with it. You got to kind of swallow it and try to understand what you could have done better and rely and lean on the people that care about you and continue to grow. In the end, everything makes you a stronger, better person if you kind of see everything with this lens, you know, with the magnifying glass on you and as a chance to grow. So that's what I try to leave them with. And really, it's a beautiful ride when you do it that way, I think. Not easy, but beautiful.
What a great way to end it. Giorgio Tavecchia, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for joining the Raiders Insider Podcast. And we'll be sure to catch up with you once the offseason program begins. It's coming right around the corner.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you for the memories. I appreciate it.
You have been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast. And if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcast or Google Play to subscribe. If you like our podcast, give us a rating and a review. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at @NBCSAuthentic. And we'll be back next week with another great guest. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.